Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome to Tamaya Deliverance Ministries Sunday Fellowship. I bless God for you tuning in on another super awesome, amazing day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. We know that there's never a mistake in what the Father does, because everything he does is awesome, wonderful, especially good. Today, I want to talk with you about praise. I want to talk about what praise is, the definition of praise, how we as believers of Christ can use it effectively in our everyday life against the enemy, what praise is all about, what are the tools that we have in our arsenal that we can be victorious. Amen. When I sought the Lord about the definition of praise, because I could always go to the handy dandy with online dictionary. We know with modern technology, not only do we have the paperback dictionary, but also we have the online dictionaries. And the Lord just started talking to me about what he wanted me to tell you about praise. And it does correlate with the man's definition of what praise is. Praise is nothing more than a tribute, exaltation. It is thanksgiving, adoration to God. And I'm talking about the God with the big G, the true and living God, the God that created everything. He is the one that we should be given praise unto. Psalms 145 and 17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works." So why should we praise God? What is the whole purpose? One, it is our duty. That's one of our duties, which is to praise him. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord." So if you are breathing, if you have breath in your body, it is our duty to give him praise. It is our duty to give him thanksgiving. Why? We didn't wake ourselves up. He, with his grace and mercy, allowed us to see this day. Or if you're listening to this program at night, it is him, the true and living God, that allows us to see another minute, another hour. So we have breath in our body, and the least we can do is give him praise. Psalms 86 and 12, "I will praise thee with my whole heart." When we're giving God praise, we're giving him thanksgiving, when we're lifting up his name, we want to do it with our whole heart. I understand that going through everyday life, we are faced with lots of issues. We're faced with lots of unexplained, unexpected situations. But through it all, we still have breath in our body. We just need to thank him. We need to thank him that he's going to give us the ability to come through. We need to thank him that he is going to give us the tools and the strategies and the wisdom in order to handle whatever it is that we are facing. So as long as we have breath in our body, we need to give him praise. So one, it is our calling, one of our callings. Two, it is our duty. If you go to Psalm 63 And I'm going to start at verse 3, Psalm 63, verse 3. And I love that everything that we say and everything that we do should line up with the word of God. Psalm 63 and 3 says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." God loves us in spite of our shortcomings. God loves us even when we're not faithful. He is always faithful. Verse 4 says, "Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name." In other words, if we're dead, if we're transitioning to heaven or hell, because we know that everybody that says holy, holy, holy will not make it into the kingdom. God is the only one that knows our heart, because he says, "I'm coming back for church without spot or wrinkle." In other words, don't think your acts, don't think being your works is going to get you into heaven. You've got to make sure that you're living a life that is clean and pure before the Lord. So if we are alive, we need to give him praise, because once we transition, whether to heaven or hell, if you're in heaven, you will praise him 24/7, because there's not a time limit. And because we're in his glory, we're in his presence, all we want to do, hallelujah, is to thank him. Hallelujah. All we want to do is praise him. But if for some reason we don't make it into heaven and we find ourselves in hell, well, it's a little too late to praise your way out. Hallelujah. So while we're living, we need to give him praise. And verse 5 says, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips." In other words, regardless of whatever your circumstances are, whether you are facing homelessness or you're going hungry, know that the word of God will fill you. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly more than we can ask, more than we can imagine. We just need to go ahead and give him the praise regardless of our situation. I love the song by Shekinah Glory Ministry. And the song is, "Praise is What I Do." And one of the words in the song says, "I'll praise him through the good and the bad." Sometimes all we want to do is give God praise when things are going good. We want to praise him when we're happy. We want to praise him when everything is just where we would like it to be. But we must know that God will never do anything, hallelujah, to harm us. He'll never do anything to destroy us. Why? Because he resides on the inside of us. And if he destroys himself, he is destroying himself. And that's not what he desires to do. So he allows those trials and tribulations to come in our life, according to James. Count it all joy when those trials and tribulations come, because they don't come to destroy you, but they come to make you better. They come to show you, hallelujah, those things that may be in you that God needs to deliver you from. They also come to show you where God has taken you from, because you're not where you used to be. Because when we come in Christ, those old things pass away, and now we're a brand new creature in Christ. Glory be to God. So those things that held us bound, we're no longer in shackles. We're no longer being burdened by it. So when those trials come, it does two things. It shows us three things, really. It shows us where God has delivered us from. It shows us those things that's in us that still need to be destroyed. And it also shows us that God is able. He is working this thing out. He's taking us through that process where we need to be pruned, where we need to be purged. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that we can look more and more like him. Remember, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the thing about it, we got to remember, we got to have Christ on our mind always. We just can't put him on a shelf and take him down when we need him. We can't do that, because if you look at, we're still in Psalms 63, now looking at verse 6, it says, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. In other words, we got to remember, hallelujah, that the same God that delivered us before, it's the same God that's going to deliver us now. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we have to always have him in the forefront. We always need to put him first. That's why in the daytime, in the midnight hours, in the wee hours of the morning, we should always have him on our mind and in our heart. Think of those things that are good, those things that are lovely, those things that are pleasant. Because when the enemy comes, and he's coming, because he's always lurking around, seeking the weak, seeking those who've put their armor down. Hallelujah. Remember, we got to keep on the whole armor of God. And he's going to come. But when he comes, let us always have Jesus on our lips. Let us always have a scripture written deep down in our heart, so that when those times do come, hallelujah, we can honestly praise him with our whole heart. Hallelujah, Jesus, even though the flesh may be kicking and screaming, saying, we can't go through this, we're so tired, hallelujah, I want to give up, but guess what? The Spirit is always willing, the Spirit is always eager, ready to praise God, ready, hallelujah, to remind you of who he is. He is the great I Am. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is your Shalom. Hallelujah, Jesus, he is whatever you stand in need of. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. That's why it's so easy, hallelujah, to always lift up, hallelujah, hallelujah, lift up his name. Glory be to God. So that is, hallelujah, number two was, it is our duty in order to give him praise. Another thing praise does is it builds your faith. Hallelujah. And I guess you're going to say, well, how can it build your faith? Well, Romans 10 and 17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When you are giving God praise, you may start off just saying, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, I glorify you. I magnify your name. And then all of a sudden, you start getting deep. Hallelujah. With my whole heart, God, I will praise. Hallelujah, God. Then you start remembering those words that you have hidden. Hallelujah. In your heart, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, there's a bubbling on the inside that's trying to flow out on the other outside. Excuse me. And then you start speaking his word. You say, I will love thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. You are my strength. Hallelujah. You are my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer. I will trust you, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, the one I call upon. Hallelujah. The one who is able, hallelujah, to pull me out. The one who is able, hallelujah, to release your angels to take charge over me. The one, hallelujah, whose peace, hallelujah, God, you have given unto me. It builds your faith. And then all of a sudden, hallelujah, God, because remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Even though you're speaking it, you're hearing the word that you have said. Hallelujah, God. And then guess what occurs? Hallelujah. You start believing. The more you praise God, hallelujah, God will be just like Job. Hallelujah. Job said, my ear has heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. What do I mean? The more you start talking about God, the more you start boasting, the bigger your faith is increased. And the more your faith is increased, you start seeing things not in the natural. But you start seeing it in the spirit realm. Hallelujah, God. Because life and death is in the tongue. Hallelujah. And when we speak God's word, we're planting seeds. Hallelujah, God. And those seeds have no choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to bring in a harvest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, he makes the impossible possible. He is the God that's full of miracles. He is the one. Hallelujah, God, that can change any heart. Hallelujah, God. Because remember, Hebrews 1:11 says now faith. It's a now thing. And so when you're praising God, you're speaking it as it is already happened or as it is happening right now. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the job. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for healing, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, even though the doctors have given up on me. Thank you, Lord, because you are the God that healeth thee. Glory be to God. Even if you're having troubles, hallelujah, in your place of employment, you can speak to the atmosphere and shift the atmosphere. Father, I thank you that your spirit rests, rules, and abides in this place. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You desire that everyone be saved. So, Father, I thank you that they see the light that is in me, God, the light that is radiating on the outside and exposing everything. Father, I thank you, God, that everything hidden is being exposed. God, I thank you that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Lord, I thank you that I'm the head and not the tail. Your faith is being built. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is what praise will do. It takes you out of self. And it puts you in the place where you realize the only way out is through God. The only way that I can get through that door is through him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why it is imperative that we learn how to praise God. Praise him in spite of. And I'm going to give you some tools in a second. But the last thing I want to talk about is why we have to praise and why it's imperative for us to praise him is that praise is a weapon of mass destruction. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And there are many in the Bible that talks about when the people started praising God, certain things happened. But one that I want to look at, and you can write this down, and in your time of meditation or your time of studying the word, I would like for you to go back and read it. And we find in Joshua the verses 13 through the 6th chapter, verses 27. This is when Joshua was about to take over the city of Jericho. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read these scriptures because I think it's important. It says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, nope. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy, and Joshua did so. Now we're going into chapter 6. And so now Joshua, it says, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came out. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war, and you shall go around all around the city once. This you shall do for 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the walls of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. So what is all of this saying about praise and using praise as a mass destruction? Weapon of mass destruction. It does not matter what it looks like. God is for you. It may look like it did for Joshua, that everything was shut up. There was no way in, and the people that were in, there was no way out. But God had a plan. He says, if you lift up your voices, hallelujah, when it looks dark, when it looks like your midnight hour is 24/7, when it looks like that, raise up your voice. Use your voice as a trumpet. Sound the alarm to the enemy. Let the enemy know, hallelujah, Jesus, glory, hallelujah, that you know that God is with you, that you know that God has never lost a battle, and he's not going to start with you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. Skip down to verse 15. It says, but it came to pass on the seventh day, everybody say the seventh day, that they rose early. Hallelujah. The number seven means completion. But it came on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day, only they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Hallelujah. Now that the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it, only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the cursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and golden vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So you know what happened? The people shouted. The walls came down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the praises went up, glory be to God, the blessings came down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the reason why you need, hallelujah, to constantly praise God. Praise him with your whole heart. Praise him with everything that's within you. Hallelujah, God. We praise him for his mighty acts according to Psalm 150, hallelujah, and verse 2. Hallelujah, God. We praise him because he is great and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah. There is no other like him. He is that good. Hallelujah. And how could they be if he is the one that created everything? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So what are some tools that you can use that you have, hallelujah, God, that's not going to cause you any money, glory be to God, in order to be victorious, in order to just give God all that you have? Start with our voices. Hallelujah, God. There are some people that will sing, hallelujah, the words to the Lord. For example, sing praises, excuse me, to the Lord. I can think of a song that we've all sung at least once or have heard at least once in a lifetime, is How Great Thou Art. Hallelujah. How great is thy art. Hallelujah. In other words, they were singing praises to the Lord. They were talking about how good he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Another one is Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah, God. Morning by morning, hallelujah, new mercy, hallelujah, we receive. We can praise God, hallelujah, through songs, hallelujah. And the more we praise him, hallelujah, because don't you know, the more you praise God, the more you get out of self, the more deeper you become, hallelujah, God, moving past that rim of flesh, getting into the spirit realm where you're praising him, and praise will go to worship, where you can worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Remember, in spirit, it's not even about us. It is all about him. It is about his goodness. It is not what he's done for us, but it is who he is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Another tool. Okay, so you may say, I don't have a voice. I can't sing like Mahalia Jackson. Well, no, because God gave Mahalia Jackson her voice. God gave you a voice. But when you're singing unto the Lord, you're singing to him, and everything that comes from a pure heart is pleasing in his ear gates. So God can anoint your voice till you sound like an angel singing in heaven. And the more you praise, your praise can go into a prophetic song where you start decreeing and declaring things in the atmosphere, not only over your household, but over your city, over your region, over your state. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Another weapon or tools that you have is trumpets. If you look at verse 3, Psalm 100 and verse 3, it says, praise him with the song of the trumpet, praise him with the psalter and harp. In other words, the trumpet, the shofar, hallelujah, is always used, hallelujah, to shift the atmosphere, whether it's to allow the people to know, hallelujah, to just praise him for a marvelous act that he has done, or to let the people know, look, I'm sounding the alarm, this means war. But those are tools, weapons of mass destruction that you have. Another, and I know I'm slow on time, is dance. The song, the scripture for that is Psalms 149, verse 3. Organs, cymbals, whatever you have available, use it. Hallelujah. Just know that God, hallelujah, is always on the throne. Hallelujah. He sits high and he looks low, and nothing takes him by surprise. I appreciate you tuning in. I threw a lot in 30 minutes. But just know that God is with you. If you desire prayer, you can call our ministry line at 843-608-2 0170. You can email us at TamiaDeliveredMinistry@gmail.com. God bless you.